Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You guys go right for the jugular. You don't shy away from these topics, and you handle it in such a biblical way. My hat is off to you. And one of the things you said that in the book is that the whole idea of the man being in charge is making a comeback, but in some ways not in a good way. Would love for you to explain how, once again, God's idea of leadership in the home has been skewed through this erotica phenomenon.
Well, I believe that women, if they are married, were designed and commanded to submit to the leadership of their husband. Now, that leadership must be loving. In fact, I think the burden on men is much greater in a Christian marriage because we're called to submit to their decisions, but they're called to lay their lives down for us. Mm-hmm. That's an every day, all day, I will lay my life down so that you will be served. So it really is a mutual submission. But the thing is, the culture has really rejected that. And they have affirmed that women are strong and men are weak. We live in a culture where men are very emasculated. They're the brunt of all the jokes in every commercial, it seems. I know that's hyperbole, but it just seems that way sometimes, that women are always the smart ones in the funny commercials and men are always the stupid ones. And so we have a culture where women are starved for strong men. And that's why I think this isn't just coming out of left field that words like master and submission are sexy. It comes from women who've been starved for strong men. Barbara Walters said when she read the book, I understand it because at the end of the day, women who are in charge all day and strong all day just want the guy to be in charge. They're starved for it. But it's a cheap counterfeit. It's a dangerous counterfeit, and it's a violent counterfeit. I want my husband to be spiritually strong. I don't want him to carry whips and chains.
Exactly. And if you play that whole thing forward, where that would lead, if truly what we're using as entertainment, we use for standard, and really that is what's happening in culture. You look at entertainment, there goes the culture. Let's just play it forward. What do marriages start to look like? What do young teens, how do they relate to each other in relationship? I mean, where's the moral compass? You play it forward, it becomes a downright destructive scenario, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that is the whole thing about pornography and erotica is they are progressive addictions. And you may not become addicted if you read erotica or 50 Shades of Grey, but the risk of it is there. And the reason that they're progressive is because you get a high from the chemicals that are made in your brain. Now, when we get a high from alcohol or drug addictions, the chemical's external. So you can just have more of the same kind of alcohol, more of the same kind of drug to get the next high. But because the high of porn and erotica is inside your brain, the cocktail of chemicals creating that euphoria is internally created, you can't sustain the level of high unless you progress into different forms of erotica and porn.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.